Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Randy Hall is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Randy's a new friend. He is an outstanding journalist. He's got more than a couple of decades into his third, maybe getting close to his fourth decade of being an outstanding journalist. He's with Cybercast News Service, and he's written an article about the living wage issue that's going on, the debate that's being had in Washington, D.C. these days. In Chicago. Actually, it's happening in a number of cities across the country and has actually been accomplished in a number of cities. But the living wage is, let's get Randy in here and we'll get him to help us with this. Randy, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Explain to the audience what the difference between the living wage and what's called the living wage and the national minimum wage.
The minimum wage is basically the government kind of saying, well, we will put kind of impose the least you can pay someone to work. And a living wage...
And that's the federal government.
Yes, that's the federal government. Now, a living wage is an attempt to kind of push that a little higher, in that it's not the minimum wage so much as what they think people need to be able to live on. And so that's kind of an attempt to say, well, you know, they need to have an order to be able to pay their bills and live a better than a subsistence existence. They need to have a certain amount higher than the average minimum wage.
Well, and typically, isn't it also indexed to some percentage above the poverty level?
Yes, it's an attempt to try to push the poverty level up, and that's kind of an interesting. In Chicago, where they're debating it now, what they want by 2010 is this is the example that they give there, is that the people working for these big box companies would be paid $10 an hour and get $3 of benefits an hour. So
right.
That's kind of the standard that they're working with.
And the living wage is associated with municipalities, isn't it?
Well, that's where it's been passed. Certainly there have been some who have wanted to get it through the federal government. But
where it is in evidence, where it does exist currently, is strictly driven by municipalities.
Yes, it's in cities like Santa Fe and now Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And, what are other cities? I think I'm not sure which ones, but there are a number of other places around the country besides those two or three that have the living wage, and they're different. They range according to, I'm not sure if I got it out of your article recently about this or another one, but they range anywhere from $6.25 to maybe as much as $12 in some places an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't. Of course, there's a certain difference in the standard of living in the various places, but this is kind of there isn't a standard, and it's in some ways it's a reaction to the fact that Congress hasn't raised the minimum wage for about, it's coming on 10 years
right
now. And as a result of this, this is sort of the local organizations trying to accomplish what they don't see Congress as accomplishing.
If you love politics, this issue of the minimum wage and the living wage is politics at its best / worst. In my opinion, Randy, what is happening oftentimes in this debate, Randy, is that the little people get pushed aside, and it becomes more a political issue than it does whether the process is going to result in something good for the wage earners. What do you think?
Well, certainly the Republicans have said that the idea that the minimum wage, if it stays at a certain level, and a lot of them say that it's sort of an artificial concept, that if we come and we say, well, people should have this amount, and that's where it should go. The question, again, is that if you raise the minimum wage, what the Republicans say happens is that the people who still have jobs benefit from that, but there are also a negative effect in that it increases the cost of doing business, and then that means that some people might either lose their jobs or never be hired for one, because that artificially, induced higher wage is going to cause folks who are running businesses who are, rather than what the image is of portrayed of evil and all that nastiness, they're just simply trying to make ends meet, just like families are.
Well, that's exactly what small businesses are doing, and of course the living wage that you've been writing about, Randy, has been associated with just certain size companies, and they're often called the Walmart laws, aren't they? Because they target companies above a certain size, above a certain number of employees, and typically that falls in the Walmart only falls into that category. We saw that recently in Maryland, didn't we?
Yeah, Maryland passed a law stating that if you were a certain size company, and of course the idea of it is that the bigger the company, the more easily they can handle an increase in wages for their employees. They passed a law here in Maryland called the Fair Share Health Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an attempt to get the big companies to pony up and to pay more for their employees. However,
this happened at the same time Walmart was going to build a distribution center in Maryland, didn't it?
Yes, and that was they weren't what you'd call overwhelmed by the concept. Interestingly enough,
what did Walmart decide to do? Go ahead.
No, it's interesting in that a judge came along and said, this is not constitutional. You can't do that.
Right. But before he did that, Walmart was planning on not building that distribution center in Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. And that was going to prevent a lot of people in eastern Maryland, on the eastern shore. I have friends over there who were looking forward to those distribution jobs coming in there. They were going to be happy with the wages Walmart was willing to pay. But the government, if it hadn't been for that judge, and I'm not sure where it is, I don't know if they're going to build the thing or not, but the government almost screwed those workers in the eastern shore of Maryland out of those jobs. 20 after, we're going to be right back with Randy Hall. We're going to talk a little bit more about the living wage. Does it work or not? We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog. While you're there, don't forget the thousands of articles and archives and hundreds of Brain Trust members and way, way over 500. I think we figured out it was somewhere around 600 now Brain Trust members that we have in our Brain Trust. And these are outstanding experts like our newest member, Randy Hall, who's staff writer and editor with CNSnews.com. Randy, I just said your website. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, we are a news service, an online news service, and we kind of look at things that some places, other places, and ask questions that other places that either won't or can't. We try to, we've been accused of being a conservative news service. Probably the most conservative thing about our organization is in the selection of topics. We deal with a lot of issues in a variety of areas, and things that are interest the nation, or regarding culture, or we have some overseas correspondents who give us the news as to what's going on over overseas. But we try to give both sides their chance to talk. The fair and balanced concept is not lost on us. And but like I say, we are very curious about some of the things that are coming along. The interest of the living wage, for example, was something that we've seen pop up at a couple of points. The interest of the Chicago mayor kind of having himself a difficult time.
He's on the horns of a dilemma over there, isn't he?
Yeah, whichever way he goes, it could be painful because he's been hurt by scandal in his administration. But he's coming up for re-election next year.
And, who alert the media, Randy? Scandal in Chicago? This is unheard of. I can't believe that. Randy, the folks, we're talking about the living wage. By the way, I want to come back quickly. Your website is cnsnews.com.
Yes, that's
okay, folks,
our...
So check that out, and you can find Randy's byline there. He wrote an article about this living wage issue. The living wage issue is, when I think of cities passing a living wage, meaning several dollars above the national minimum wage, if they think that's a successful thing to do, if they think that that's a good plan for them long term, I think they ought to go and talk to the mayor of Paris or the mayor of Berlin or somewhere like this, somewhere in Europe, where they're much farther ahead of American cities in terms of imposing price controls basically on businesses. And then they ought to back up just a little bit and look at what the overall growth rate of Europe is. Europe is one big living wage kind of an environment. You can't fire people. It's very difficult to fire people. It's they have mandated healthcare, mandated vacation, mandated wages, et cetera, et cetera. And so consequently, Randy, as you may know, Europe has been languishing at below 2% growth rate for years now, while America is growing like crazy, where we don't generally have those kinds of impositions.
Well, it's definitely an artificially imposed concept, and the thing that kind of makes them curious is, of course, these folks who are working on this aren't so concerned about, you know, I keeping these businesses operating. And in fact, Chicago's had their first problem in that Target now,
right,
which was going to have two stores there, has said no, we're not going to be in there. And it's humorous because there's a Walmart that the city refused to allow Walmart to be built inside without, you know, usually Walmart gets, because they cover so much land, a little bit of a break on real estate.
Tax abatement.
But as a result of it's humorous, and Walmart decided, okay, we won't do it in Chicago. Instead, they built a Walmart one block outside of the city limits.
Right.
And needless to say, the city council people were unhappy, but Walmart now, and they said that you're going to see, but you might see Walmarts and Targets all the way around. You'll be able to tell where the line of the city border is, because there'll be Targets and Walmarts all along.
There'll be gerrymandering around the Walmarts, won't they?
Yes.
Well, you know, these kinds of decisions that are being made against these companies by these municipalities and the federal government, even doing it as well, they think what they're doing is they're helping the low wage individuals, but they're really not, and for a lot of different reasons. In the old days, businesses didn't have any choice; they had to pay the wage and hire the people. But now, Randy, we have technology available. And there are a lot of jobs that corporations could use technology for if they wanted to, but they choose to use human beings. When the human being cost gets too high, they'll start buying the technology, just like GM did when they created the job bank.
That's something that, again, they intend to sort of like pass a law to prevent that from happening.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yes.
They're going to pass a law preventing them from using technology?
Well, I think that what they would do is probably say you have to, you know, these are folks who sort of live by legislative fiat, and I think that they would probably, if they see that happening, I think they'd like very likely to turn around and try to find some way to prevent them, you know.
As I said earlier, folks, politics at its worst. If you like politics, though, this is a reality show you don't want to miss. But if you're a business owner and probably a low-wage person, this is not a good thing for you. Randy, CNSnews.com, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
All righty.
Quick break, right back with Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.